So, in fact, I'll just toot Yang's horn here a bit because he's played a really important role in helping fishery scientists make these surveys more efficient. So they're not oversampling or under-sampling, and they're getting still getting an accurate picture. But these monitoring programs are not the sexy science, and that's what in part makes them really hard to fund. And but they're so foundational to everything else, and to the science that springs from it, because they generate, the time series that are generated and the spatial patterns that are generated generate in turn hypotheses about how things work, how species interact, how the environment influences the ups and downs in the population. And in fact, just as a case in point, we're, because of the fact that we've got life monitoring program with a monitoring program on lobsters at both the earliest life stages and the latest life stages, we can now say that we've entered a period here where we're at an all-time high, record high in the abundance of adult lobsters. But over the past 5 to 8 years, we've fallen into a period of low larval settlement. Why would that happen at a time when we've got more egg production and larval production than we've ever seen? And that's we've started to then dig into some of the other time series that are available. For example, zooplankton time series that are available, and those are suggesting that downturn in larval settlement may be related to the foods that the larvae depend on. And one of those foods is this little zooplankton crustacean called Calanus finmarchicus, that is also the same little crustacean that hits the headlines with right whales and herring. These components of the food web also depend on this little crustacean. So we're starting to see food web links that are important to some really important species in our system, whether they're commercially exploited or marine mammals that are on the endangered species list.
So I'd like to just put a plug in for how maybe we should be shifting our thinking about monitoring, whether it's a monitoring environmental parameters or population distributions and abundance. And I think people in their heads sort of view it as research, and it really isn't. I think it should be viewed as infrastructure. And people are willing to put money into infrastructure, and that's really what it is. It's just like a weather satellite or anything that normally we would all agree is part of a really important infrastructure that drives all kinds of economic activity.